సనాతన ధర్మ అక్సెప్ట్స్ కర్మ, బర్త్ అండ్ రీబర్త్ డ్యూ టు కర్మ. సేజ్ వేదవ్యాస గివ్స్ ఎ వెరీ లాజికల్ acceptable explanation in Brahma Sutra for karma. Let me share an abridged version of what he said. What is karma? Collection of deeds, our own deeds. We are born as a result of those karma. We are born again as a result of many more karmas. So it goes that whatever we do are saved, collected, and it turns, that in turn gives us birth and rebirth. Why should this be so? Let us look at it from two different angles. One, from the angle of Jivatma, and two, from Paramatma's angle, from our angle and God's angle. Let us first see our side. Whatever we are today is the effect. There has to be a cause. Cause and effect have to go together. And cause must be as close to the effect. So whatever I am today, there must be some cause to it. And that cause cannot be anywhere else or with anyone else. It must be with me. So whatever I do, I have to experience pain or pleasure as a result of that. For argument's sake, if you don't accept karma, then whatever I am today will go without a cause. You may say, let there be a cause. Whatever I am in 2015 now is due to the deeds of 2014. So on. In the earlier years. Yes, this is acceptable. But in day one when I was born, there was no deed before that day. There was no day at all. I was in my mother's womb. Why am I born to these parents? And why me to these parents? On day one, I can't have an answer to it. But again, since I am born to these parents, there has to be a cause. And that cause has to be with me. So I will have to necessarily agree to a birth earlier than this. And some deeds of mine, which were done in that and those births. So if I have to attach a cause to whatever I am today, I have to accept karma in my previous births. Not only that. Whatever I do today, suppose, at the age of 79, I commit a crime. Next day, I die. Then, I would go without experiencing any punishment, undergoing any punishment for my condemnable action. That is not logical. So, whatever I do, even if I die, must have a result, at least in my next birth. So, from both angles, whatever I am, there has to be some karma previously. Whatever I am doing today, it must result in an action, it must result in an effect in the coming births. So from our angle, I have to necessarily accept karma if I accept that all deeds have to go with a result. If causes can go without effect, then you need not accept karma. If there can be an effect without a cause, then too you can deny karma. But that is not scientific. That's not logical. Every effect must have a cause, and that cause must lie with me, not with anybody else. This is the reason for karma theory. Again, coming from the angle of Paramatma, he is an ocean of compassion, but we see discrimination in creation. There are educated, ignorant, rich, poor, good, bad. This is discrimination in creation. Since God is full of compassion, He is not the one who is going to discriminate. He is a very benevolent dictator. He is so fond and affectionate towards us. So there has to be something between God and the discrimination, which is the cause for this discrimination. God is not the cause for discrimination. He is only the monitor. then where is that cause? It is my karma. So God, going by my karma, creates me, in which there is discrimination, because my karma is bad or good, and as a result, there has to be a discrimination in creation. So looking from God's angle, this discrimination is due to my karma. Looking from my angle, unless I accept karma, then the cause and effect theory cannot be established. This is precisely why Sanatana Dharma accepts karma, birth and rebirth. Let us ponder over it further later.